Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the adulterous woman in Proverbs chapter 7. Let's end the week on that thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When you read Proverbs chapter 7, it's a story about the adulterous woman and so forth. But, you know, it's got some interesting things in there. It says in verse 12 about the guy that she's found now. It says, and her husband's out of town. So with that background, listen to this. Now she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him. I mean, just a face that said, this is what I'm doing, determined, even though it's wrong. She says, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vow. Hey, she is religious. She has peace offerings. She's paid her vows. She is religious. And she says, therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. You see, she says, I've done this religious thing. Now I'm good, and now I'm seeking you. She says, I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved work, with fine linen of Egypt. All of those things appeal to the flesh. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Now she's got the perfume of attraction and sensuality. And then she says, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Now they call it love, but it's really lust. She says, this young man, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. I find that interesting, the word solace. Oh, our spouses treat us so wrong. Oh, you know what? We just met each other too late. We were really meant for each other. You are really the love of my life. You know how many men I've heard in over 40-some years of ministry now that have told women, we've got to break it off, but you'll always be the love of my life. And some women have done that too. What a shame. She goes on to say, for the good man is not at home, but he has gone a long journey. She's letting him know it's safe to be there. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. Oh, he took the money, all of our money, just took it with him, so I have nothing. I just need somebody at my side. And with her much fair speech, oh, I tell you what, her mouth is smoother than oil. She really built his ego big time. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield, and with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hath to the snare, knoweth not that it is for his life. Oh, he says, let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. That is the way, my friend, that a slut is, and she goes from one, and you know what is a shame for the slut? Now you say you shouldn't feel sorry for the slut, but I do feel sorry for the slut in this way. They never know what a true committed love is. Now, mother, you not only ruin your own life, you ruin the life of your children. And dad, the same for you. You ruin not only your life, you're married, but the life of your children when you're caught up, just like the silly women, in all these lusts and sexual experiences and other things of this world. Now, as a local church member, never, 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 never capitulate to gossip. Neither to your favorite friends, your Christian college, or preacher. Commit first and foremost to God and His Word. Now, look, as I said, I've been in it over 40 years, and it may be one college one year, another college another year, but I've had people come back. Well, our college said this. Our college said, and they teach this. And as far as they're concerned, everything you're doing is wrong if it doesn't agree 100% with the college, as if the college replaces the local church. Well, that is heresy, and that is evil, and they love to have it so, but it's not right scripturally, and there's no basis for it. Remember, the Word of God is our truth. So we need men who will be real men, who will make that step to be a real man for God, for your family, and for your church. And then we need ladies that will do the same thing for their homes. Oh, my friend, we need, if America is at all going to avoid the judgment hand of God, we need this kind of man and woman, a man and a woman of faith. Now again, looking here in 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5, our text. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, a lot of you believe in right Bible doctrine that may be listening to me today, but you don't have faith. You say, what do you mean? I believe the doctrine. Well, let me just give you an example. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is the matter of some, isn't that? By the way, the word forsaking, that ing in the Greek, has the idea of this in its tense and the way it is written. There, not there. There, not there. In other words, you're not faithful, dependable. Okay? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. But so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, a statement is simply this. I believe that the Lord is coming. Just looking at this world, the Lord must be coming soon. Okay? That's a statement. Faith is, I see that the Lord is coming soon by the Word of God. I can see that it is soon by all the things that we see. Therefore, I'm going to be faithful to God's house. I'm going to be faithful in His Word, and I'm going to be what I ought to be. I'm going to be in the right kind of church. I'm going to be in the right kind of music. I'm going to be in the right kind of whatever. And that's the way God works. Do God's will, God's way, and do it in the timing that God gives. He says in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So, moms and dads and any Christian, we want you to be an overcomer. So, who is an overcomer? Well, the overcomer is one who overcometh the world. When you see contemporary churches, emerging churches, they are not overcoming the world. We see it repeated often in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. To him that overcometh will I give. Look at the church at Sardis. They're saying of them, thou hast a name, thou livest. Oh boy, man, that's a happening church. Boy, it's alive. Boy, everything's great there. Man, they got the strobe lights, they got the music. Man, you don't have to worry about how you dress. You come there casual. Blah, 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 blah. It's so fun. They're not overcoming the world, my friend. And I don't rejoice in that. I hurt for that. Because that tells me that people that are saved so as by fire, deceived. And many people are deceived going to those churches saying, hey, I have joined that church. I'm going to heaven. And they never really had the moment there where they received Christ as their Lord and Savior, repenting from their sin and giving their life to Christ. They haven't had that. And so they are living on a false premise. So again, he that overcometh will I give. The reward, now we're not talking about eternal life. We're talking about the reward. To him that overcometh will I give. Overcoming the world leads to reward in heaven. Now, this has caused some disturbance to God's people because they think this places salvation on a probationary basis. But these two verses tell us how we overcome the world. Now, the word overcometh means to carry off to victory. The word victory also implies a battle. Now, after reading in 1 John 2:15 through 17, where we read earlier at the start of these verses, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Okay, and we went on and read all that. It ought to be clear that the Christian is in a battle. Overcometh, he that overcometh. You don't overcome anything that's not opposing you because you're already there. You don't have to overcome it. Overcoming something is something that is opposing you and is going directly against what you are to stand for and believe. According to the word of God and his holiness and righteousness, he said, be ye holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. So there's going to be all kinds of things the devil throws at you to keep you from being holy. But he, again, we keep his commandments, verse 3. Born of God, there in verse 4. Faith, Bible doctrine by which we believe. We give you an example. Faith, believe that he's coming soon. Therefore, we're not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together in that good old fundamental King James preaching Bible church. Now, we see there then, he overcometh. We carry off to victory. By the way, the word victory also implies a battle. If there's no opposition, you're not having a battle. So, after reading the word victory, and after what we've seen in 1 John 2:15 through 7, please, please, please see it very clearly. Don't have to be hit by a bolt of lightning to see it very clearly that the Christian is in a battle. We're told of three enemies there in 1 John 2:15 through 17, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The three tests that we have are the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Think of Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now remember, we read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, where he said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It is the devil that uses carnality. The things that we use are the word of God. We use his power. Jesus defeated the devil with the word of God. But when he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it's not people, it's our enemy.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.